Right, so Jessica, I got your email and I saw that you wanted to break into a managerial role either in your current team or outside your current team. You mentioned in your email, for example, that you just had a conversation with your boss and he said that you do have managerial potential, but he doesn't foresee being able to promote you to a manager. But you said also in your email that there were two other peers of yours that's going to be promoted to manager. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes.
So my first question to you is, when you think about a managerial role, is that from a title, compensation, and or team management standpoint? Because there's a lot of names for managers. I'm just trying to understand, when you say a managerial role, are you just talking about being able to have direct reports? Or are you talking
Correct.
About being recognized and getting more money from, you know, the title? Tell me
a little bit about that. Yes, I'm not shooting for more money. It has never been a good motivator to me.
Okay.
I'm not shooting for the title either. What I'm shooting for is a managerial experience, which hopefully will widen my scope for future career choices.
Okay, that makes sense. And so when you found out, so two of your peers are going to become managers, that means they are going to be having direct reports.
Correct.
I know you had a second conversation with your boss about your career path, and he said that he didn't foresee a clear path to promote you. Was that what? Did I understand that correctly, to manager?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm a little confused because he actually said he sees great potential for me to become a manager and he fully intends to make me a manager, but he did not lay out a clear time frame or an actionable plan for me when I asked, what do I need to do to get there? And I also feel, in terms of work experience, number of years with my current company and status in my team, because I have been put on a informal managerial role, I thought I was on the top of his list. So this disappointment led me to believe maybe the depth of my experience in the current team wasn't comparable to my peers.
Now, did you directly ask him why he made your peers managers, or what made you not be on deck for that versus they were on deck for that?
The way he put it, he said he regarded me already in the managerial role and have that type of exposure that I desire, which I honestly cannot completely agree. And then
what does that mean? Just tell me a little bit about that. What does that mean that he thinks you're already in the manager role?
Because I do manage a team of a couple of people every day in completing a project. But
okay.
Those people do not directly report to me. I have been successful in that role, and I can assign people tasks to do. And I do enjoy respect and support from all team members. So
okay.
From that perspective, he said in his view, he already regarded me as a informal manager.
Okay.
But I really do hope that this role, I could be a formal manager.
And those two other peers became formal managers?
Right.
Okay. And what did he say when you asked him about that?
He explained that this is a division of responsibility because one of those peers have been in a particular line of business for a long time, the other one the same situation. So he deemed them more suitable to have a support staff to them. As for me, he used the word headmaster. He regarded me as a headmaster of the team. And will continue to keep me highly engaged and in the leadership role. But because my scope is so broad, he did not see the need of having a direct report to me.
Hmm. Okay, that does not sound like a very direct, honest answer from my own assessment. But you probably got the most out of him already based on everything you've talked about.
Yes, I've had two conversations with him, and both times I felt a keen disappointment. So I need to step away from keep asking him. I want to think independently about my situation. I'd like to have your advice. Do you think it would be more effective for me to stay within the team just to see when the next growth opportunity will come, or I need to take a more active role in my career development and think about what I need to do to advance my career?
I think the answer is yes and yes to both. I don't think it's, especially with career development, it's better to parallel process because there's a lot of waiting time. Even if you're looking for another job or another opportunity, and you don't want to give up on your current one because you've built history and good work reputation. So instead of choosing one or the other, I think you want to kind of at least pursue both and kind of see where it leads.
Yes, I completely agree. And truthfully, it is distracting even if you are thinking of develop outside the team. That make me less focused on my current work, and I need to work on that. Meanwhile, I don't know if it's advisable for me to tell my manager about my plan.
No.
I do not want it. No.
No, okay. Do not tell your manager about your plan. Part of the reason he may be so careful, he could just say, he could really value you in your current position. He's being possessive a little bit because once you get promoted, perhaps he doesn't get you to be able to do certain things that he can get you to do today. I don't know. It sounds a little bit there's other things that he's not telling you that he's feeling. I can't tell what that is, but his answers, as you assessed, it is a little bit dodgy. I don't think it's so honest. And there's,
I completely agree.
And I don't know why. It could be you're just so good at what you do that he wants to keep you doing what you do instead of managing people. It could also be that there could be some noise around how you manage people and there were some concerns there that he doesn't want to tell you. I don't know why he wouldn't, but politically speaking, it sounds like it serves him better if you stay an individual contributor. That's what it sounds like. And so, unfortunately, the only thing, and you already done this, which is check in 3 months, kind of maybe shift the way you ask the questions and say, well, okay, you know, I understand I am managing. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to informally manage. I would eventually like to become a manager formally and have direct reports. You know, when do you think that could be? And just leave it very open-ended instead of kind of push him to say, I want it now, I want it in 6 months, in a year. And kind of just listen for what he'll say there.
And actually did ask that question directly.
Okay.
He did say he will make me a manager with no dubious terms. But he did not give me, you know, again, any clear plan to get there. So that's a disappointment. As you said, I don't want to be too pushy, so I stopped the...
Okay.
Question there. But in the back of my mind, I do feel a little bit confused because along the years, he has not advised me with any area of development. I don't know if that's because he's too nice of a person and try not to have such an upsetting conversation, or he truly thinks I'm pretty high performer and I am competent at my current level. All in all, right now, I feel like I need to focus on how to get to the next level, right? So if he didn't give me any direction, I need to come up with an actionable plan. The one thing that I do want to benefit from is the informal managerial experience I gain in the team. In your opinion, how much value this experience will be adding to my next job? In other words, how credible if I tell another manager that I did manage quite a few people for an extended period of time, but I wasn't a formal manager?
Very credible. It's very necessary in order for you to actually look for another role in your current company or a role outside. What I noticed when I quickly glanced at your resume is it comes across as an individual contributor resume. There is very little mention of management. And if you want to break into a managerial role, even within your company, you need to start thinking about every opportunity you had to informally manage a team of people, specify how many, how long. Even though you never had the chance to do reviews on them or hire or fire them, I think those are important experiences to highlight, and you don't have it currently in your executive summary, in your resume. I could not actually find a single line that focused on it. And that would probably be your first big thing to do, is to do that for your resume and highlight as many places as specific and quantifiable as possible, the way you did it in the email. You know, you managed 12 analysts and 3 CFAs, you know, for a year for the Fed or something, for the project. The other thing is, so that's absolutely necessary. The second thing is, when I have interviewed people for manager positions, I don't just look at their resume and go, oh, you manage people, great, you know, you're hired. I do ask questions around, like, you know, behavior questions, like, what if you had a difficult team member or somebody that was difficult to work with that you delegated a task and it didn't come through, how would you deal with that? And those are the type of things you need to be able to address in an interview in order to show that you understand how to manage different personalities, different performance levels, and motivate them to the sort of the next level of performance.
Correct. And I have all of that and very comfortable talking about it. But how likely do you think the next career move of mine can be a managerial role, or I really have to, the only thing I can ask for is a managerial path? Meaning I need to come into a new job as an individual performer and move to a managerial role.
You know, I can't answer that because the market is very sort of selective, as well as you kind of have to put your feelers out there for both and kind of see, I mean, apply for a manager role and start knocking your resume towards why you're the best fit for there. Put your best foot forward and do that 5 or 10 times and see if you can convince other people that you're ready. And that's the only way to test it, because every role, every type of role, every market, every, you know, industry and function can be different. So what your thought process is correct, and I would try to pursue both and say, go after manager roles I think you think are qualified for. Align all your resume, interview responses, the way you position it, to the best of your ability to be qualified and best fit, and see if you get something. And then the next best thing is to get something that is individual contributor, but make sure there is a clear time-based path to management, that you don't accept a role just on a vague promise of career path, but an actual, like, okay, if everything works out, you're going to informally manage already in your current role, and you will be able to, you know, be up for promotion in a year or 2 years or whatever that is. Before you accept another job, you definitely want to sort of, and I think you know this already, but kind of make sure that there is some clarity in how you get there, because you're very clear that you want that.
Right. I do want to ask a question about the current team. In your view, do I have a better chance getting to the next level in my current team, or do I have a better chance looking outside my current team?
I have no idea. Unfortunately, even if I worked on your team, unless I knew the boss and what's his political standing, how much say he has in promotions, it's very hard to say. That's why it's going to be more work for you, but in some ways this is your chance to really hone your personal marketing skills, to sort of market yourself as being ready as a manager. You got to do that to your current team and your current boss, but also to, you know, internal opportunities outside your current team, as well as outside opportunities. And I don't know, it kind of has a combination of timing, luck, as well as your ability to sell yourself. So
right.
I can't see a clear winner actually here.
Okay.
The good thing is, if you told me, well, I haven't really managed anyone yet, but I want to be a manager, I would say clearly you're not ready. But right now, since you've given me one example, and you should probably think about more than that if you can, then at least, you know, most people get promoted to management have to have informally managed. So at least
right.
you can check that box. At least once, maybe more than once. And so given that, you have, you know, you're in the right amount of experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's now just a matter of trying to figure out how to position that well
mm-hmm.
and how it comes across to people who doesn't know you
mm-hmm.
and, you know, figure out the strategy for how to get to put your best foot forward for that role or the path to that role.
Right. Can you give me a couple of advice on if I want to be ready, I want to enhance my managerial ability, what can I do by myself to improve my skills?
I mean, that's hard. I think... and I got to wrap up in a couple minutes here. I think that, one, there's two things. One, you know, on your current team, constantly look for ways so that you can help others or be kind of a team facilitator. The more on-hand, you know, experience you can talk about, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I think it's a matter of just... And this is more for yourself. I don't know how much you can convince other people, but it's about reading up on what makes a good manager,
mm-hmm.
figure out what your management style is, because their
uh-huh.
effectiveness comes from both a combination of who you are as a person as well as, you know, how you can become effective as a manager. And there's no one definitive style that is like the one and everybody has it. Everybody kind of figures that out through experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as part of that, you know, if your company currently has training courses around management, that may be one thing you negotiate with your boss. You know, he may not have a clear path, but maybe there's some management training courses he could support you in going to. So at least you are getting some kind of formal training in that area as well. And that could help with your story and your resume or candidacy for next position.
Right. All right. Allow me to ask one last question. I used to fully trust and respect my manager. As you mentioned earlier on, there is some doubt after the recent conversation. Do you think it's advisable for me to ever address this doubt with him, or I really just need to swallow it and move on?
Never address it. Never address it, unless you guys are best friends since childhood or something. I always think, you know, corporate America is all about self-interest. I would say that you need to understand what motivates him and his success to understand where he comes from. Most people, even people who likes to develop others, I would say you kind of have to... unfortunately, perfect honesty is not helpful, and I'm not sure what you want to get out of it, because you can't change a person who is already the way he is,
mm-hmm.
especially he's more senior. I think that it sounds like, based on what you've told me, you've already asked him in multiple different ways how you could have a more direct path to manager, and so he should get the hint that you're kind of concerned and all that. And if he's still not doing anything, by telling him more directly that you're disappointed is not going to help the situation. It could actually even more, you actually want to act, I would say, the same as before, as dedicated as before, high quality work, so that he really doesn't know that you're looking elsewhere. Because you don't want to necessarily hurt your chances, you know, because you don't have any guaranteed job outside of this team either.
Yeah.
And so it's best to be self-interested and really not count on I've seen general anyone to be on your side unless they show that they're on your side. Mm-hmm. Even when people are nice, it's, you know, I think it's on at the end of the day, that's why it's about, like, think of yourself as your own company, right? You're just trying to make the best of it. You work with other people to build a win-win solution. But sometimes if, you know, they prefer a certain different way that helps with their careers, guess what? It makes sense for them not to help you. And it's logical for them, and I don't think you'll ever be able to convince them out of that, per se, mm-hmm. with honest approaches. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of some of the harder side of, right. you know, corporate America or just, you know, Western business or even business correct. In general. And that's where, you know, I would say it's understanding a little bit about the politics kind of helps you understand maybe where people stand and sort of read between the lines. And that's kind of some of the things that will help you as you accelerate upwards.
Right. Yep. I really appreciate the candid advice.
Okay. I hope this was helpful. Why don't you, I would love to know how things turn out. So keep me posted.
I will. Thank you so much. This is very helpful. I really appreciate your time and help.
Okay. Bye, Jessica.
All right. Bye-bye.